Welcome to Adult Bedtime Stories. Join us in a sex-positive awakening adventure to help create a sex-positive world, become a part of a movement, and start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of sexual shame and guilt. Adult Bedtime Stories is a Ravenslayer production. Adult Bedtime Stories is a show dedicated to bringing sacredness back to our sexuality and to learn about everything sexual. Each week, the focus of the show will be on different sexual topics designed to enlighten you so you develop more fully as a sexual being. This is the sex education you didn't receive in high school, but should have. Imagine for a moment that we could change the world and live a sex-positive lifestyle. In our sex-negative world, the process of socialization teaches us to feel shame and guilt around sex. By adopting a new set of attitudes and values around sex, we can view sex with a new understanding, which is accompanied with positive emotions and the attitude that sex is a sacred act. I am Ladyboy Gigi, a certified sexologist, a sex coach, and sacred harlot. My life vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult sexual education and erotic BDSM performance art. Hello and welcome. You are listening to another episode of Adult Bedtime Stories. I am Ladyboy Gigi. At Ravenslayer, we present adult materials with a sex-positive attitude and value system. If you find nudity offensive, then do not watch the video. Just listen to the audio version of the podcast. On the other hand, if you want to start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of shame and guilt, these training materials are for you. The podcast video contains nudity and artistic images of the naked body. If you have ever experienced sexual trauma and still have unresolved sexual issues, do not take this training program until you have obtained counseling from a trained mental health professional. I am excited about tonight's video training, which is on the Erotic Body Map Training Part 4. To watch the podcast on video, go to ravenslayerleather.com/podcast. Tonight's training video will cover Action Step 3. Action Step 3 contains erotic activities and sexy exercise to experience eroticism. Take time with each activity to obtain the full benefit. Be sure to complete all the training in Erotic Body Map Parts 1 to 3 before doing Part 4 in order to get the best results from these exercises. When we are born, we don't have conscious knowledge or experience. Unfortunately, we don't come with an owner's manual and instruction sheet, especially when it comes to sex. Tonight's training video covers a few erotic exercises and erotic games that are designed to improve our carnal knowledge and how our sexual bodies can bring higher states of sexual pleasure. These exercises provide a variety of methods to experience sexual pleasure and give your partner greater pleasure if you are in a sexual relationship. When I completed each exercise, I gained confidence in my sexual abilities and was able to provide my partners with greater sexual pleasure in the way that turned them on fully. The erotic body map is a process of learning about sexual energy, as well as physical sex. By completing all the action steps, you will gain experiential knowledge about your unique form of sexual expression. So here's the erotic body map training video, part 4. Raven's Lair, creating a sex-positive world through adult sexual education and erotic BDSM performance art. At Raven's Lair, we believe that all adults should have access to adult sexual information that is safe, accurate, and explicit. Good sex is not an activity that we know instinctually. It is an art that needs to be learned and developed. Raven's Lair training programs contain one or more of the following: artistic images of the naked body or nudity, images of sexual activities, erotic BDSM performance artistic images, sacred sexuality, kinky sex images, tantric and Taoist sexual practices. We present adult information with a sex-positive attitude and value system. If you find nudity or any of the above information and images offensive, then stop watching this video now. On the other hand, if you want to start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of shame and guilt, these training materials are for you. Welcome, I am Lady Boy Gigi. My life vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult education. Today, we will be covering some exercises designed to utilize the power of the erotic body map. After you have completed sharing the erotic body map with each other, here are some games to raise the bar on reaching higher levels of sexual ecstasy with each other. The first exercise is performed solo and is dedicated to single people who take this course. Take yourself on a date. Although this exercise is especially good for individuals who are single, people in relationships can also do this exercise. Often when we take another person on a date, we roll out the red carpet, so to speak. Time is spent getting ourselves ready for the date. Often we do special things and spend extra money to make the date extraordinary and memorable. For this exercise, take yourself out on a solo date that's extraordinary. Do the things that you would do if you were taking someone you were attracted to on a date. Go out to dinner, dancing, a concert, or whatever you would enjoy. Take a few days or a week to plan and prepare everything for this date. Be sure to include some time for sex in a romantic environment, for making love with yourself after you return home from the date. Before you have a date with yourself, get your bedroom set up for a sexy environment. Have your space fully set up for love. Pamper yourself and give yourself a special treat. Instead of performing your usual masturbation routine, change it up. Take time to explore your whole body. A few ideas you may want to include for self-love making are as follows. Experiment with a new sex toy or vibrator. Perform a Taoist genital massage or douse anal massage on yourself. Explore a new masturbation technique. For example, use the hand you don't usually use to masturbate. Try licking parts of your body that you can access with your tongue with eroticism and passion. Take extra time making love with yourself and focus on pleasuring your entire body, exploring the new found erogenous zones. Tell yourself how special you are and how much you love yourself. While this may sound conceited, it isn't. There is a difference between truly loving yourself and being vain. Going on a date with yourself is a demonstration of self-love. Before we can truly love another person, we first have to love ourselves. By putting self-love into practice, something changes in us, and we become more radiant and attractive. I've taken myself on a date, and not only did I have an incredible time, I gained insights into who I am as a sexual being. At first, it did feel a little weird, but I decided that I would follow through with it and see what there was to experience and discover. I looked at it as an adventure with myself and shortly became fully immersed in dating myself. Within a week after I went on my first self-date, I was asked out by a female that I was attracted to. While I can't promise the same result I had, you may experience similar results. If you really get into it, you will have an amazing experience and a new appreciation for yourself. And that bestows self-confidence. A playful erotic stimulation game. Individuals who are single can modify this game and perform it with themselves. Just forego the blindfold and use sensory toys on your own body. Gather together a range of items to use to stimulate your partner. Examples can include, but are not limited to, the following: a feather duster, chocolate candy, dull letter opener, essential oils, a wooden pencil, roll the knobby edge on the body, a sponge, a wind chime, a rubber duck or other bathtub toys, ice, hot water bottle with warm water. Use your imagination to find objects that will produce a variety of sensations. Find things that will stimulate different senses, not just the sense of touch. Have your partner strip naked and put a blindfold on them. Then play with their body and senses to raise erotic energy. Be sure the objects are clean and safe to use on their body. I wrote a poem based on my experience when my partner played this game with me. I would like to share it here. It's called Linen. Drink more giggle water, her smile gleamed, a mischievous whimper. She made ready her playful diversion as I sparked the tinder in the hearth. I stood warming by the fire. A blindfold slipped across my face. Shoes and socks her fingers loosed. Shirt and pants whispered to the floor. She led me to the place prepared. Soft linens lined the nest. I sat alone. A feather danced upon my elbow. A pine cone rolled inside my thigh. A silken scarf drew swirling goosebumps from nipple to toe. Chilled champagne pooled in my belly button. A diving tongue lapped me warm. A necklace clinked and tangled my pubic hair. A kiss and I gulped more wine. A laugh rolled metal balls down my spine. Warm custard puddled in my bottom cheeks. Icy sludgy wine melted my cock. A slurping kiss and she sat in my lap. The blindfold pulled away. Perform a genital show and tell. Did you ever have to perform a show and tell for one of your classes when you were a kid? Perform a show and tell about your genitals for your partner. Show how they like to be touched and what sensations bring you pleasure. Do you have a name for your genitals? What do you like about the shape and the pleasure they have brought you? Be sure not to just tell, but include showing them off. Now we come to some masturbation exercises. Masturbation show and tell. This is similar to the genital show and tell, but with an emphasis on how you enjoy to masturbate. Show your partner how you like to masturbate. What feels good to you? What do you like to do to yourself? If you have sex toys, be sure to include them in your performance. The next exercise is masturbation using your partner's hand. This exercise is a great way to show your partner exactly how you like to masturbate. By using their hand to masturbate yourself, they will learn experientially what feels good and what pleasures you like. It is one thing to tell them press harder or lighter. It is a whole deeper learning to feel how much pressure you're using through their hand. For single people, completing the first two exercises, they are designed to get you in tune with your eroticism and reach a deeper level of sexual ecstasy. Discover the intimate part of your nature and develop a self-love that brings a radiant glow to your being. Within a relationship, these exercises create an experiential knowledge about how your partner's body responds to erotic touch in the way that brings them to higher states of ecstasy, and vice versa. By practicing these exercises, you can learn intimate knowledge about one another that deepens the bond between you. In the Erotic Body Map Training Program, you have learned a lot. In the first training, we covered a few of the problems living in a sex-negative culture causes everyone to experience difficulty in sexual relationships. With the sex-positive approach, we can all learn, grow, and develop a healthier sex life. Having deeper understanding of erogenous zones and how they operate can open the door to not only a more fulfilling sex life, but also bring greater intimacy to relationships. In the second training, you have learned about how the body's sexual neurological system operates, as well as waking up the Kundalini. It takes courage to open one's mind to new approaches and shutting out the forces of social conditioning. You are on the way to a healthy sex life. In the third training, you made great progress by facing new challenges and exploring all the areas of your body that have potential to be stimulated erotically. It takes courage to explore and break the social taboos and discover the truth about what works in your body and discover new erogenous zones. In the fourth training, you discovered that mapping out your body can be very intimate. By now, you have a great tool to use in communicating how your sexual body works. Know that by sharing and using this information with a partner, or if single, putting this new information into practice when you masturbate, it will create a genital heart connection in yourself and in your partner. If you are in a relationship, bring greater states of ecstasy to each other. In this training, you were given a series of exercises to perform. By completing these exercises, you have started a journey in the path of sex-positive living. If you have not felt it yet, you soon will feel the sacred nature of sexual expression between consenting adults, as well as feeling a deeper connection with your sexual energy and your primal nature. Be sure to check out Raven's Lair and discover other new ways to reach even deeper intimacy, learn more about your body, and experience sexual ecstasy at even greater levels. Congratulations! You have faced fears and overcome some of the negative effects of sex-negative social conditioning. You are amazing and beautiful. You have taken the first steps in living a sex-positive life, and you are becoming liberated, reaching freedom of sexual expression. Doesn't it feel great to remove the shackles from living in the dark ages of sexuality? May you be blessed with a life full of passion and sexual freedom. And this concludes the Erotic Body Map Training Program. At Raven's Lair, our vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult sexual education and erotic BDSM performance art. Raven's Lair provides these training materials free of charge as a means to step out of the dark ages when it comes to sexuality. If you gain benefit from these training materials and are able to transform your sex life, we ask that you consider making a donation. We believe that making an arbitrary decision about setting a monetary price for these materials does not account for the value each individual obtains from these materials. So, if you obtain value from accurate adult sexual educational materials now or in the weeks or months ahead, please make a donation to Raven's Lair. Visit our Patreon page and make a donation based on the value you obtain from this training. And now we are to station break. If you want to watch the video version of this podcast, go to the link below. Be sure to download the transcript of the show and action step 3. They can be obtained at ravenslayerleather.com/podcast. I would like to share some of my experiences from completing these exercises. You might get similar results or results that are completely different. What is important is not getting the same results as I obtain, but rather obtaining the results that are good for your growth and sexual development. Sex is complex, as well as being a skill and an art form. As I have stated before, sex is composed of mind, emotions, body, energy, and spirit, which I learned in my sexology training at Sex Coach University. These exercises have been designed to work on all the levels of sexual expression. Sex is about getting into a good headspace. It's about becoming more vulnerable with yourself and your partner. Sex is an intimate activity in that we are exploring our sexual body. Sexual energy is important in the process of not only raising desire, but also getting more in tune with the pleasures we experience in our body. While spirit means different things to different people, I see sex as forming a connection with ourself, with the partner, and with the universe. Spirit may mean something entirely different in your worldview. When I'm experiencing sexual pleasure, I become more focused on my body and on my partner. My awareness shifts and my thinking processes shift. I enter into a headspace that is very different from my usual day-to-day life. The following exercises have provided me with life transformations, as I will cover with each exercise. Take yourself on a date. Before I took myself on my solo date, I didn't feel worthy of love, sex, and pleasure with another person. I felt awkward. I felt that sex was something everyone else was skilled at, but I was somehow deficient. Back then, I believed in the myth that sex wasn't a skill to be learned, but rather something instinctual. I thought that somehow I did not get or have the right instincts that would make me a good lover. It was through the process of dating myself that I provided myself with self-care. Through this process, I learned how to truly love myself and become responsible for my own needs and desires. Before my first solo date, I thought that having a partner was the only means to being a complete person. Before my first solo date, masturbation and sex was okay, but it really did not fill the empty void of being single. It was on my first solo date that I filled the empty void of being single. For me, part of the experience of doing things I normally reserve for doing for others taught me that I am worthy of love and devotion, just as I am. That fulfilling an empty void is not the responsibility of another person, but my responsibility. Don't get me wrong, I love being in a sexual relationship with a partner. What changed was my attitude about sexual relationships. It was through a solo date that I discovered how to love myself, which opened the door to loving another person. I got other benefits from going on a solo date, but this was the benefit that helped me the most. A playful erotic stimulation game. When I experienced being the receiver in an erotic stimulation game, I experienced a deeper level of trust. Being blindfolded heightened my other senses. By having this experience, I felt erotic stimulation at a whole new level. In addition, not knowing what type of stimulation and where the stimulation would occur on my body heightened the anticipation factor and increased my sexual desires. At another time, I played the game as the giver of erotic stimulation. It felt empowering to provide surprising stimulation to my partner. It was fun to drive her crazy with sexual desires as I played on her body. After the game, we had highly impassioned copulation, and she had her first female ejaculatory orgasm, which gushed her fluids all over my body. It was really hot sex. It gets me aroused just thinking about the experience. Masturbation show and tell. The first time I experienced a genital show and tell, it was at a bisexual conference workshop. In the workshop, we did not include masturbation, but just focused on our genitals. Each person in the workshop had 5 minutes to do their presentation. It was a very intimate workshop, and I learned a lot about different people's experiences with their genitals. It was a little scary when I did my show and tell, but also highly empowering. It is one of the paradoxes of sex. When we become vulnerable, we become empowered through the process. Later, I modified it to include masturbation when I did the show and tell with many of my sexual partners over the years. Masturbation using your partner's hand. I modified the masturbation show and tell when I had a girlfriend who wanted to learn how to give me a better hand job. We then switched roles, and she used my hand to masturbate herself. Through this process, I learned how to provide stimulation in just the right way that she got super turned on. Before that experience, I had great techniques, but having her guide my hand took fingering to a whole new level. When I did it with another girlfriend, I discovered how each person has their own methods, which varies from person to person. We truly are neurologically wired differently when it comes to sex. With both boys and girls, genital stimulation varies greatly. Some like light pressure and some like heavier pressure. People get sexually off to a variety of types of stimulation. Communication is key to great sex. This brings us to the end of the Erotic Body Map training podcast. Through this training, we have covered a lot about the complexities of sex and sexual desires. When I was young, I never got real sex education. I was never taught the skill and art of sexual expression. I had to learn it through trial and error. And there's lots of errors. While things that have improved in our society when it comes to sex, we are still a long way from sexual enlightenment and sexual knowledge. I present these materials, training videos, and podcasts as a means to accurate sexual information so that we can move out of the sexuality dark ages. If you haven't done so already, utilize the action steps for the entire body map training and improve your form of sexual expression. Learn about your sexual energy and how your sexual body works. For me, learning about the complexity of sex is an exciting adventure. So enjoy those nocturnal emissions. Experience higher states of sexual ecstasy. Explore new levels of sexual desire. Enjoy the gift of having a body that is designed for sexual pleasures. Have a good night.